following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome in to the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Law, Michael Ader, courtside as the varsity boys get set to take on the Clay Central Volunteers. The Aggies 3-0 in the area, 17-2 overall. The Vols 12-4 on the season and 1-2 in the area. Pretty much a do-or-die game for the Volunteers. Michael Ader, the Aggies just still trying to stay perfect before that final matchup with Briarwood in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a season. I mean, we've gone all the way through this thing. We've only lost two games. So this is certainly one that, I mean, it's the most important one because it's today, but it's also arch rival and a region game, and we haven't really had a whole lot of time to talk, but we're missing one of our better players tonight with an injury, so it's going to be a game that's really important.
Yeah, we can go ahead and get into the Josh Spear injury. Don't have to talk about the specific injury, just not available tonight. Where do the Aggies turn with Josh Spear off the floor? I expect Tristan Whetstone to maybe get a lot more minutes and maybe slide Eric O'Neill around this lineup a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's the way they'll start, is they'll play like a five-guard look. They, you know, if you consider Aiden Crow a guard, I mean, you're going to have five guards out there. And, you know, we're not going to change how we play. We're going to play the same way that we would with Josh. But like you said, you'll see a lot of Tristan Whetstone, too, underneath to try to match the physicality. Clay Central brings a lot of physicality. But, man, losing Josh, we don't know. He's injured his knee, but he's going to get it. I just talked to him. He's going to get it x-rayed on Monday, MRI on Monday, and we'll see. Maybe a week, maybe as much as three. So,
Josh always an X factor, but when you talk about the physicality of Clay Central plus how they let them play here on their home floor,
yeah,
I think he becomes more of an X factor. Tristan Whetstone, Eric O'Neill, Aiden Crow really going to have to play big tonight because Clay Central, not that they don't do a lot of things well, they don't really shoot the ball that well. They're not a great offensive team, but boy, they can beat you to death.
They can, and one thing Silcock has done really well this year is rebound the ball. And Josh Spear is a big part of that. So, you know, we're going to have to figure out how to get a few rebounds with some other bodies and that sort of thing. But Clay Central is physical now, and Josh can match that physicality. So we'll see how that affects us.
Outside of Josh Spear, a couple of Aggies have had some big games as of late. Aiden Crow, C.J. Franklin. Josh, I think Josh Spear was our last Star Physical Therapy Star Player of the Game going back to the Shelby County game on Tuesday. But they are 3-0 in the area, Michael Ader, sitting pretty right now. But still, you know you want to win this one. This is going to be a tough game on their floor. But putting this one in your pocket tonight and then just knowing if you beat Briarwood at Briarwood, you're going to host that area tournament, which is so big in basketball. People talk about home field advantage in football all the time. It might be bigger in hoops.
It really is. I mean, the way the floors are so close and the students get involved, you really got to get that, and you really got to you got to do it. And the other thing is you have two losses. The best record in Silicaga basketball history, that team had two losses. It was 1980 and 81, and we went 26-2, which this team could still do. And the common denominator there is Coach Joel Jones was a bench coach on that team in 1980. That's just unbelievable to me that he has been around basketball that long.
He doesn't even look that old.
That's what Anderson said. I told Anderson that. He said, there's no way he was coaching in 1980. His first year was actually 78, Joel's was. But that 1980-81 team went to the Elite Eight. We lost to Charles Barkley's Leeds team. We had a guy named John Hand that played football at Alabama for the Colts for about 15 years. He went in there and neutralized Charles Barkley. I think he had like 6 points, but we still lost the game. But the point is, this team here can be just as special as that team. But we don't need to be losing any games, especially this one.
All right, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. The tip-off between Sylacauga and Clay Central and the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Where you belong.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
When it's time to keep your car running smoothly, Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga has you covered. From oil changes to tire rotation and balance, tire installation, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers, Wright Tire and Service handles it all. Their expert team ensures your ride is safe and ready for the road. Don't wait. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Is Sylacauga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Omya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back, courtside. As Sylacauga on the road at Clay Central tonight, this is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Be ready for an absolute war tonight, Michael Ader. We know this was a physical game at home. Sylacauga got up 40-20 with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. It ended up being a 51-44 final score. If that tells you anything, Clay Central's not going away. They really want this ball game tonight.
No, and we took our foot off the gas a little bit. I felt like if we can get a good lead like that, we got to keep pressing and keep pushing and not let up, especially without Josh Spear tonight. It's going to take another gear.
Trying to get those Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups.
Man, we got a good seat tonight for this one.
Starting with the Aggies, number zero, Jordan Robertson. Number one, Aiden Crow. Number two, Corbin Patterson. Number four, Eric O'Neill. Number number 15, Deshaun Stokes-Gibbons. Number 20, Zion Newell. Number 10, Kaden Lynn. Number 12, Calvin Simmons. And number 2, the Duke, Kevin Cherry.
Those are your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups. For Clay Central tonight, it'll go Cherry, Glenn, Simmons, Gibbons, and Newell. And for the Aggies, Roberson, Crow, Patterson, Eric O'Neill, and C.J. Franklin. Again, no Josh Spear tonight in the lineup for the Aggies. Going to be a tough night in the paint. Let's see how the Aggies respond. If you're listening on radio, Aggies in the road black uniforms, trimmed in cardinal and white. Clay Central in white, numbers in navy blue, trimmed in red, a blue stripe around the shoulders and down the side of the shorts. Aggies will start right to left, Clay Central left to right. Calvin Simmons in the circle to jump it off against Aiden Crow. As I think we're still waiting for all the officials to get out on the floor tonight, as now the referees will make their way out of the locker room. A big time area contest, maybe bigger for Clay Central than it is the Aggies, as the Vols already with two area losses.
Got Billy Paul Williams, the head official tonight, also the head of the association down here. He's over all the officiating crews out of Alexander City. Does a good job with it.
And tonight's head official, Billy Paul Williams, will step into the circle. Crow, and again, Calvin Simmons in the circle. Crow with about 5 inches on Simmons. Basketball in the air. Crow wins the tap, and it's controlled by O'Neill. Now Corbin Patterson across the timeline. Again, Aggies in black on the left side of the floor from our vantage point, across the way from the scoring table. O'Neill to Roberson, top of the key to CJ left wing, back to Jordan. He'll step back on the S of the Vols logo and dribble to his right. Hesitates. Jordan stops, spins, shoots, and scores to open up the ball game. Big shot from Jordan Roberson.
We need Jordan to heat up a little bit.
Newell gave it off. Now it's Gibbons. Waves away the help with the right hand, dribbling with his left. Puts it down on the floor to Glenn. Now Newell with it. To Cherry. Underneath the bucket, Simmons around Crow, and we're tied at two. CJ works it across. Driving through the lane, kicking to O'Neill in the near corner. Now back to CJ left wing. A minute has passed in the first quarter. 2-2, your score in this Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter. Roberson again steps into a deep three. Jordan, high rebound off the back iron, controlled by Deshaun Gibbons. Newell over to Gibbons, working in between the circles. Simmons right key. Cherry calling for it down low. Wants to get around Eric. Puts up a tough shot. No good. Rebound fought for. Two Aggies went up, but a volunteer comes down with it. Cherry swings it right wing. A three up for the Vols and good. Kaden Glenn. And the Vols lead at 5-2.
One thing I noticed, Jeremy, is we're not getting these rebounds. We got to get in there and get some second chance opportunities on the offensive glass.
CJ driving, the crash on him. Now it's Corbin going down the lane, spinning, blocked hard by Calvin Simmons. Cherry coming the other direction. Left hand baseball pass down into the corner. Simmons calling for it in the paint. Trying to get around Crow. Great defense from Crow to stop the bucket, and he gets the rebound. CJ to Roberson, and he got fouled on the pass, did Jordan. Coach Josh Giddens did not like that for the Vols.
I tell you something, if you want to watch some good defense, watch number two for the Aggies. Corbin Patterson plays excellent defense. is probably our best defender, one of our best defenders that I've been seeing this year.
CJ to inbound, baseline right, bucket was to his left as Corbin driving through the lane, kicking. O'Neal open for a right wing three. Another too strong miss for the Aggies, but an offensive rebound taken in by Corbin Patterson. Patterson dribbles through his legs, goes down the right side of the lane, kicks it off to Eric, thought about a three, pulled it down. Now CJ at the top. Pushed off a screen from Corbin. Now the Aggies reset the offense with 5:12 to go. First quarter trailing by three. 5-2, falls with the lead. Patterson in the corner. Looked to drive baseline, was double teamed, gave it back off to CJ. Game clock now sits exactly 5 minutes. Aggies in no hurry. They feel like they need a bucket. CJ steps into a three, side of the rim, no. Offensive rebound, O'Neal pushes it back up and sinks the seven-foot jumper. Eric O'Neal gets the Aggies within one.
Got to rebound the ball. That's good. We turned it up a notch now.
Gibbons skips it to Simmons, right key. Try to get it inside to Cherry. The pass was too strong, and the Aggie defense forces the turnover. Aggies, they're five on the floor, brought to you by Wright Tire and Service. Crow, Patterson, Roberson, Franklin, O'Neal. 4:30 to go, first quarter. CJ dribbling right to left, flips it over to O'Neal. O'Neal hesitates, crossover dribble right key. Now it's Roberson wearing the number zero in black. Jordan down the lane, stops, spins, kicks off. Now it's O'Neal in the corner, had a shot blocked, saved by Crow. And here we go. O'Neal down the, excuse me, CJ down the lane, and they're going to get him with a travel.
Oh, man.
He can't put it up and then catch it. Somebody else would have had to touch it.
Yep.
The Aggies turn it over.
Unfortunate situation right there. Ball really got knocked out, I felt like.
Vols playing at their pace right now. They don't want to give up more than 40 here in this one. They feel like that's their best chance. Cherry for three. Man. Knocks it down with a hand in his face.
We'll have to play him a little tighter on the three-point line.
8-4. Aggies being doubled up midway through the first quarter. Roberson. Dribbling with the left hand. Cross-court pass, CJ. CJ staring down the defense, goes down the right side of the lane, flips one off the window and in. A good contested shot for CJ Franklin, and the Aggies back in at 8-6.
That's what he wanted to do last time. He likes getting to that rim.
Gibbons, skip pass, taken away by Roberson. He'll attack. Jordan had it swatted out of his hands. Catching up to it is Patterson. No, Corbin lost it out of bounds.
Man,
good hands from Deshaun Gibbons to knock that away from Roberson.
Play Central, boy. They have some athletes now. They're quick. They move around. They fly around.
LaDamian Boyd and Braxton Young have checked in for the Vols. Gibbons, right key, trying to get it inside. Running to the rim off. The pass was Whetstone, and the shot good. 10-6, Vols lead it by four. Roberson again, gonna attack. He's gonna stop and kick off to Franklin. Franklin got a man in the air, gives it off to Roberson in the corner. Stops in the paint, does Roberson. Over to O'Neal, and he's fouled on the baseline drive.
Not a very big crowd here tonight, Jeremy. It's about half full, I'd say.
Well, if the Vols were truly in the playoff picture right now, which would be tough for them, I know there's still the area tournament. This place would be packed. O'Neal off the pass, and he sinks. Another 10-foot jumper. Eric O'Neal has 4 points for the Aggies, trailing by two. Falls with the lead and the basketball. Gibbons going to go to work at the top. Picks up his dribble. Hands it off to Braxton Young. No, instead he keeps it. Simmons, right wing, trying to throw it inside. Whetstone, another tough shot. Rebound ripped down by Eric O'Neal.
Man, we're doing it, man. We keep rebounding the ball like that.
CJ takes the pass from Roberson. Aggies trying to tie this game up. CJ foul, didn't get the shot to the. Oh my goodness, they called an offensive foul on Franklin.
Travel
on Franklin. Second travel for CJ in the first quarter.
I didn't like either one of those calls.
2 minutes to go in the first. Gibbons looks over to his coach, Josh Giddens, who has really turned this program around for the Vols the last few years. An Elite Eight and a Sweet 16 run in the last 2 years, and Gibbons down the lane floats one up with the left hand and gets a tough shot to drop.
Now, folks remember his dad was an excellent basketball coach in Lineville. Josh, his dad won a couple state championships. Old basketball family.
12-8, Patterson driving and kicking. CJ open for three, too strong again, and the rebound taken down by Gibbons. Gibbons being active on the glass, has a few points for the Vols. Gibbons tried to skip it inside, taken away by Patterson. Aggies are going to run, but they don't have numbers. Patterson steps into a three. Corbin missed the three ball. Aggies just haven't really felt like they've been in sync offensively here under a minute.
We played pretty good defense, so we've gotten a lot of turnovers, good rebounds. We just got to score the ball a little bit better.
Whetstone makes the catch on the low block. Back off to Young. Now Gibbons in between the rings. Dribbling to the right side. Gibbons, tough shot off the window. Rebound taken in. First tapped by Crow, but it's gathered in by Roberson with 38 seconds left in the first. Crow, left wing three. He's open. Too strong again here for the Aggies.
He's got a good-looking shot. One of the best shooters out there we got is Aiden Crow. Just didn't quite get that one on the mark.
Well, Vols going to kill the final 30 seconds. Gibbons crosses the timeline with 22 seconds left. Dribbling under no pressure. Now CJ comes up to get him. Gibbons takes the screen, dribbles to the right side of the floor, picks up his dribble. Now it's Whetstone down in the corner. Braxton Young inside off to Gibbons with seven, with six, with five. Gibbons takes the screen. Gibbons at the buzzer. Hit the top of the goal. There should be about 1 second left.
He hit about 2 foot over the backboard.
And hit the strap.
And he nearly hit
the
rafter on the way to it. He lost that thing.
CJ,
did he foul it?
I thought he did. Well, that'll do it for the first quarter. The Vols playing it pretty well and playing their style of basketball. 12-8, your score after one. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Life is full of action, and we know you want to stay in the game. That's where Donahue Physical Therapy comes in. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our dedicated team specializes in getting you back to your active lifestyle faster. From sports injuries to post-surgery recovery, we've got you covered. Choose Donahue Physical Therapy and keep doing what you love, because life is too short to sit on the sidelines. Donahue Physical Therapy, where you'll get back to the action faster.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Start of the second quarter. Vols have a 4-point lead, 12-8. Cherry gives it off to Simmons. We'll give you the Aggie five on the floor. Still your starting five for Sylacauga. Young, about 40 feet from the bucket. Now Simmons, right wing, giving it into the corner to Newell.
There you go.
Trying to fire it inside, taken away by O'Neal. Gives it off to Franklin. The Aggies push with pace. Patterson makes the catch in the corner. Back to CJ. The Aggies about 0 for 6 from 3. CJ shot blocked out of bounds by Simmons. Saved on the baseline by Clay Central, but taken in by the Aggies. Roberson passed up an open 3. He'll spin. He'll shoot. Roberson was looking for his 5th and 6th points. Got hacked. Didn't get the whistle. Simmons couldn't save the ball on the baseline, and the Aggies are going to keep it on this end of the floor.
Hey, Sylacauga's playing really good defense, Jeremy. We're getting what we want. We're getting some turnovers. We just are having a little bit of trouble converting the ball on the other end. Figure out how to score, man.
7:06 to go in the second quarter. Aggies with four buckets. in the first period, trying to get something going offensively. This might be it. Crow in the corner. No good.
Good
offensive rebound put back. Eric O'Neill now has six for the Aggies and a timeout called by the Vols.
Yeah, Silicon is getting physical, man. We just got to figure out how to. I mean, Clay Central's playing good enough D that we're struggling to get the looks we want. We'll break it, though.
30-second timeout called by Clay Central's Josh Gibbs. We want to say hello to our friends across the way, the Clay Central Sports Network, broadcasting on their Facebook and YouTube channel, part of the Radio Alabama Sports Network. They do a good job over there.
Are they on the air as well?
They're on Classic Country 90.9, who has, in my opinion, the best morning show in all of radio in the state.
That's worth a listen there.
You know, we've discussed simulcasting that. That might be in the future.
A lot of celebrities in the house tonight, too.
Kyle Pope.
Yeah. Danny Horn.
Well, that he's not a celebrity. He is
over here.
That's a legend. 12-10. Young three. Back iron. Rebound. Crow got fouled coming down with it. No whistle. Aggie's trying to tie it up. Patterson waves the offense down the floor. Roberson at the top. Accelerates. Jordan, one pass too many. Probably should have took it. And we turn it over. Driving to the rim. Shot no good. It was Caden Glenn. Aggies get the rebound. It's O'Neill. 12-10. Vols with the lead. Roberson trying to tie it up. 12-foot jumper rattles all the way around the rim. No good. Just not shooting a high percentage tonight. We've actually gotten some good looks. Here's a steal by Roberson. Jordan. Looking ahead, stops, free throw line in the corner to Eric. Head fake, the drive, O'Neill
nice
stopping,
move.
Shooting. Eric left the bunny short.
Nice move, just couldn't finish. Gosh, that was great.
That might be the easiest look Eric has tonight. He's made some tough ones, and then Eric, they'll get him with a foul. But boy, it looked like a clean block from here.
Yeah, it sure did. Joel's not happy with that call, and I'm not either. One celebrity you left off that list was Chris Twyman, who's trying out for the – he's made himself eligible for the NFL draft.
It's also his birthday today.
Yeah, he's in the house, man. Proud of him. Miles College was an awesome basketball player at Sulcaga, football. And he could do it on the inside, couldn't he?
And 2018 basketball state champion Keaton Wilson to our left.
Yeah.
That shot – good on the free throw for Kevin Cherry. Now a three-point volunteer lead. I just tell you, it's been a while since the Aggies have won here at Clay Central.
Gosh, it's been several years.
Goes back to 2022.
Yeah, 3 years.
January of 2022, not the late in the year. And missed the second free throw, rebounded by Crow. Throws it in the front court to O'Neill. Now Aiden has it left wing. One dribble and step back. Give it off to Patterson. Now the Aggies will set it up. 5:26 to go as his clock just melts away in the first half. Patterson, 22 feet from the bucket. The Aggies just having a tough time getting it inside without Josh Spear.
I think, Jeremy, we scored 25 points in the first quarter last time we played him. Roughly.
O'Neill, three for Eric. Good! And we tied it at 13. Big shot for Eric O'Neill.
Big game so far for Eric O'Neill. He's got 9 points, 9 of the 13.
Eric went for the steal. Whetstone, hop step, back off to Gibbons. O'Neill trying to get back down low. He does. Shot at the rim was blocked by T, but the offensive putback will fall off the rim. And the Aggies, who's going to control it? It's Clay Central. Zion Newell got the board. A three in the corner to Cherry, and he knocks it down. Gave him too many chances.
Yep.
CJ driving, got fouled. Did they count the bucket? No, they're going to say it's on the floor.
Boy, he's gotten some bad calls on that side over there. He really has.
So CJ to inbound, just underneath the bucket. Got it to Crow, picked up by CJ. O'Neill pulled the trigger. Eric got it.
He's feeling
three.
It.
Keep on shooting, and he has 12 of the Aggies' 16 points.
Got all but four.
The other four from Jordan Roberson. They tried to throw it on a screen and roll. CJ knocked it out. Jordan and Eric carrying us so far on the offensive end.
CJ's got two and Jordan has two.
Excuse me, CJ has two. My apologies. You might have to check that stat sheet.
Nah, I don't have to check anything.
Aggies went for the steal on Young. Cherry open again in the corner. Jumper. No. Whetstone's put back. No, the Aggies got to get a board. He'll kick it off. Newell going to drive baseline. He'll stop. He'll spin. It was blocked away by Eric O'Neill. Loose ball down on the deck. Picked up by Crone. We'll get it off to CJ and we'll push it ahead. Clay Central with numbers as O'Neill was slow to get up. CJ driving shot. Didn't go, but they'll get CJ with the charge.
Goodness.
And come on, Billy Paul. Help us out with that one.
Goodness. Every time he goes right, he's getting the wrong call. We've had four calls on the right side over there, and they've all gone the wrong way.
Man. 16-16 with 3:25 to go here in the second quarter. Boy, the Aggies are hedging every pass. We've almost had a few breakaway steals. Cherry, the lefty, had it ripped away. It was knocked off by T. Franklin has it driving. CJ had to be fouled. And one, Franklin.
Wow. What a shot.
My circus goodness. Shot for CJ, and he's going to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line, and this is the first Aggie free throw attempts on the night.
This is all he could do to stand up and grab the ball, and he made the shot. Man, what a play.
It doesn't feel like it, but the Aggies have a two-point lead right now.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
CJ missed the free throw. 18-16 Aggies. Cherry left wing. Top of the key now, Newell. Guarded by Eric. Cherry swings it into the corner to Young. Now back to Cherry, right key. Braxton Young back to Glenn, trying to get it down low to Whetstone. Tipped away from the Aggies, Glenn. Now to Cherry, right elbow jumper, no good, and Tristan Whetstone able to gather the rebound for Sylacauga.
Clay has really struggled getting the ball inside. They turn it over a lot on that little pass there.
CJ driving cross court, saved by Crow to Patterson for three. Back iron, rebound tapped, and is controlled by the Vols. Well, I know we don't. Eric can't shoot it every time down the floor, but he was wide open on the right wing.
He was. He didn't see him.
18-16, Aggies with a two-point lead. Newell driving, caught by Glenn. Glenn made the catch at the left key. Over to Young, wide open. Braxton Young for three, and he knocks it down, and the ball's lead at 19-18.
They're shooting a high percentage from three tonight, Jeremy. They haven't missed many.
Hand off at the top is Patterson to Crow. Open for three. Aiden, no good. Aggies will send in Roberson Harrell at the next dead ball. Young gives it off to Glenn. Glenn feeds it into the corner. Newell, mid-range jumper, knocks it down, and the Vols lead it by three, 21-18. CJ working it across, right to left in black. And a timeout called by the Aggies. We'll see if it's a full or a 30. Full timeout for Sylacauga. We'll take one with them. 21-18, Vols lead it. A minute 14 left, second quarter.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allenbury Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allenbury Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Bait & Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brules, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Back after the timeout, the Aggies have brought in Gabe Harrell. As he'll have the basketball, it's Patterson. Boy, Patterson got hit hard by Young. No whistle. It's Corbin will drive. He'll stop. He'll shoot. He'll score.
Nice. Nice bucket.
Aggies back within one. 48 seconds to go in the second. High screen for Young. Takes it to the right wing. Taken away by Patterson. Patterson heads up the floor. Got fouled. Where's the whistle? We'll give it off to Gabe Harrell. Had it poked away, and finally a whistle will come out as Corbin Patterson was absolutely just shouldered right in front of us.
I tell you what, Silicon has done a really good job of getting turnovers, man. We've stolen balls. We played great. We just haven't had the shots fall like we need, but that's coming. That is coming.
We're going to play the law of averages with the way Clay Central shoot the three ball tonight.
They are shooting about 80%, aren't they?
CJ thought about going inside, rips it back off with 30 seconds to go. CJ hopping, giving it off to Crow. Crow driving the baseline back to Franklin. Franklin, tough shot, missed it. Rebound, Crow. He'll go up, got fouled, and Crow's going to go to the stripe for two.
That's the one you wanted to stripe, too. He's probably the best free throw shooter on the team. Him and Jordan.
I'm not sure how they didn't call the foul when CJ went up with it, but here we are. Crow's first free throw good. Ties us at 21 with 21 seconds to play. Stay tuned to halftime. Don't go anywhere. Star Physical Therapy halftime show. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Aiden Crow trying to give the Aggies the lead.
You know what the difference is tonight? Is we don't have all those putback points up under the goal that we always get, Jeremy. Everything's been seems to be outside.
22-21.
Feels like Josh Spear and Whetstone, we always have 14, 16, 18 putback points. We don't have any.
Newell with seven. It's Cherry with six. With five, takes a screen. Cherry with three. With two, has to get rid of it. Newell at the buzzer. No good. And the Aggies will take a 22-21 lead to the locker room. We'll be back. Stay with the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the other side of this break.
Herbal City Pharmacy in Silicaga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Silicaga.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Silicaga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporter of Silicaga High School Athletics.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tag. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tag on Highway 280.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Bait & Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. 22-21, Aggies with the lead at the break. On the road at Clay Central tonight, Jeremy Law, Michael Adair with you. As Michael Adair set to go through the point totals in just a minute, but it has been the Eric O'Neill show offensively for the Aggies. Had 12 of the Aggies' first 16 and kept us in this ball game before a few other Aggies got going there in the second quarter. Aiden Crow hit two big free throws for us. Corbin Patterson has two. Jordan Roberson with two. Again, O'Neill with 12. C.J. Franklin with four. That's how the scoring has shook out for the Aggies so far here in the first half. Eric O'Neill, again, Michael Adair, as he puts the headset on. He's always a little late for us. Eric O'Neill helping us out big time.
I mean, everything he's shooting is going in. So it's like, you know, we've got to feed the hot hand because we're struggling to score in other places. I mean, we talked about it a little bit during the broadcast, but we're playing really strong defense. We're getting turnovers. We're getting rebounds. We started out, we weren't really physical under the glass, but we started getting rebounds on both sides, and we just need the ball to fall. Everything else is in place. But like you said, you said it earlier, they're playing good defense too, and they are. They really are.
There's a lot of teams that the Aggies can just bully with physicality, even though Josh Spears not in tonight's lineup list. It is hard to get down to the nitty-gritty in the paint with these Clay Central Volunteers. I mean, I'm just talking to their broadcast crew earlier today. The last couple years, you know, they've had some basketball-type guys, but they got athletes and football players playing basketball, kind of like you're accustomed to seeing for Clay Central outside of the 2 years prior. And those games, even when they weren't a great basketball team, always seemed to be low-scoring slugfests.
Yeah,
that came down to the fourth quarter. This one's shaping out to maybe look the same way.
Well, that's right. I mean, you don't have to have a lot of skill to play good defense. You got to be a good athlete, and they always have that, and that's true. What I think we're missing a little bit is, you may argue with me on this one, but when you're shooting the ball like we are tonight, if you got a Josh Spear in there, you get a lot of putback points, and that really hasn't been the case tonight. So, but I'll tell you one other thing. You've been eyeing my quarter zip. I got on Coach Faircloth got me. I know you'd like to have one of these, but I don't know if we can get you one or not. We'll see. It's good stuff right here.
I do like it.
I mean, it's good looking. We'll probably get you one somewhere. What size you wear?
3:50 to go here at halftime. 22-21. What are your keys to the second half? Mine would be either A, shoot the three ball a little better, or B, find a way to finish more at the rim, because the threes really haven't fallen for the Aggies in the first half.
Yeah, you'd like to find a way to score a little closer to the rim. I mean, we put up a lot of threes. They haven't been falling. They're defending the perimeter pretty well. Also, the steals we've been getting, I'd like to see us score some of those balls in transition. Maybe we can get out and run a little bit, because I think we got a lot of advantages when we do that. So maybe we could score a little bit that way too, but we need to score at the rim.
22-21, your score at halftime. That'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Second half when we come back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
G Champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Stuck on the road? Merkle's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24-7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Merkle's Anytime Towing to tow your car. Trust the name that's always right there when you need it. Merkle's Anytime Towing, the first choice in towing and roadside assistance. Visit us online anytime at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Rudd's Laundromat gives you options for professional laundry care. Purchase detergents or bring your favorites. Folding is also available from Rudd's excellent staff. Call 256-245-5936.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network video stream is brought to you by Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. And by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Get set to start the second half, 22-21. Aggies with the lead. Thanks for joining us, however you're watching or listening. A lot of people watching on our YouTube channel. That's the best way to watch in your home on your smart TV.
If you get on your smart TV, you just go to YouTube, and what do you search for to get us?
Search the Aggie Sports Network, and you're right there. A lot of people have subscribed. It's easiest to subscribe to the channel because you'll get a little notification when we go live. Aggie's now on the right side of the floor in back. Crow, step back three, but it won't matter. He walked.
Yeah, it took too many steps.
Probably not how Coach Jones drew it up coming out of the locker room.
I don't think a lot of people realize that they can just go on their TV and pull that up. I find myself telling people all the time that you don't have to just sit on Facebook and watch it.
Yeah, because we know people like to scroll.
Yeah.
If you're watching it on Facebook, might take away the fun of scrolling through. Here we go, 7:40 to go, third quarter. Aggies by one. Cherry out beyond the arc, driving. The lefty fires up a mid-range jumper, no good. Crow fighting for a rebound, knocked it out of the hands of Simmons. Newell pulls it in for the Vols, and they'll reset it. Glenn wants a three, too strong. Another offensive rebound for Simmons. Simmons just out-jumping us, but good hands by the Aggies, and we'll take it away. A turnover for Clay Central. Corbin Patterson races it ahead. Now to Jordan at the top. Roberson wants a three, back iron. Deshaun Gibbons with the rebound. Going down the lane, Gibbons lost it, fell into the hands of Clay Central.
Man.
Simmons down low, and his putback is good.
Simmons is tough to deal with inside. He's giving us fits down there.
Falls by one, 23-22. Patterson dribbles behind his back, stops inside of the arc, has to get rid of it. Cross court now, Jordan, and the Aggies reset the offense. Crow left side of the floor. Now back to Jordan as C.J. Franklin has it. C.J. to Jordan for three. Boy, the Aggies have just been brutal tonight from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
C.J. tips the pass. O'Neal comes up with a loose ball for the Aggies. 23-22. 6:17 to go now, third quarter. C.J. attacking. Wants to get around Glenn. Stops, gives it off to Corbin. And Silicaga going to pull it back off with Patterson. Patterson, crossover dribble, lost it. Now off to Aiden Crow. Going down the right side of the lane. Aiden, turnaround jumper nice. For Crow is good.
Nice shot.
24-23.
There's a little fadeaway in there, a little Michael Jordan-esque shot.
Simmons. Over to Glenn. Now back to Simmons as there was a loose ball down on the floor. Newell to Cherry. Cherry has two threes in his ball game for the Vols. As the good guys lead at 24-23. Gibbons wants a three. No good. Rebounded by Patterson. Boy, Corbin went way up to get that one.
He's a super athlete. Probably the fastest guy out there.
Crow wants a three. Boy, not a great look. 24-23. Aggies poked it away from behind, and Clay Central threw it away. That's a break for the Aggies. I'm not sure I've seen Aiden Crow as off as he's been for three tonight.
He's usually dead on. He's a great shooter. One of the best shooters we have. Just not falling for him. Maybe he'll take a break over there and come back ready to roll. He's having to play a little big man role tonight, too. He's having to get inside on the block on defense.
Corbin wants a three, front of the rim. Rebound by Simmons. Well, Simmons getting probably around a double-double at this point, although the Vols only have 23 total points. Cherry, deep two, rattles in and out. Board taken by Patterson. Aggie's going to push it in transition, trying to keep this Clay Central Volunteer defense from getting set. Patterson, tough two, contested. Then a rebound foul called on Simmons as he went over the back of Tristan Whetstone.
Simmons is playing hard, man. He's out there going. But he's going to get a break, too. He's one of their MVPs tonight.
Roberson, the trigger man, into Patterson. Patterson, far corner, had it taken away by Newell. Ball's on a breakaway. Layup by Glenn is good. 25-24. 4.5 to play in the third. 25-24. Vols with the lead. Patterson back-to-back turnovers. Gibbons at the rim. Blocked. There was a foul by Franklin. And the shot goes for Gibbons.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate situation there.
Gabe Harrell coming in. Corbin Patterson, after back-to-back turnovers, going to take a seat.
Foul getting into it a little bit now.
5-0 run for Clay Central, 28-24.
Oh, Lord.
Aggies have had a few leads. They just have not been able to extend those. As C.J. driving, blocked from behind, and there's the whistle. Or did they get C.J. with a charge?
No way.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he got hit from behind, which caused the collision in front of Franklin.
He's got some bad whistles tonight, is all I can tell you. He's played hard, and they just haven't gotten, he hasn't gotten the calls. How many is that on him? That's three or two? Two?
Got two charges and two travels, which...
Well, didn't he foul that got to rim a minute ago?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's three fouls for Franklin. Gibbons for three, air ball. Roberson with a rebound. C.J. going to push it. Roberson at the top. Has it taken away.
They are picking our pocket right
now. Gibbons on the run. The Aggies need a timeout.
Yeah, bad. He wants it. He's asking for it.
Since we cross half court. Aggies get the timeout, 30-24 Vols. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
La Pinata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays, offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla Hawaiiana for only $10.99. La Pinata, on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at PinataMexicanGrill.com.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tech. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tech on Highway 280.
Back after the timeout, 30-24. Vols with a 6-point lead, their biggest lead of the night. Gabe Harrell takes the handoff pass from CJ. Now flips it to Roberson. Will fire the three. Jordan back iron and rattles in.
Wow.
Big shot for Jordan Roberson.
We'll take that one. Only the second bucket of the quarter.
Whetstone, offensive foul.
Yeah, good call. Lowered his shoulder. Gets you every time.
CJ going to go to work at the top. Aggies only down by three now. Roberson fakes a three. Jordan driving inside. Gave it to Whetstone. Blocked from behind. Out of bounds. The Aggies will keep possession. In the corner, Harrell for three. Gabe got fouled, no call, but an offensive rebound by O'Neal. CJ driving and kicking. Eric going to work it to the top with Roberson. 30-27, Aggies down by three. O'Neal thought about a step back, picked up his dribble, gave it off to CJ, and out of bounds.
I tell you, we've really struggled to get the ball inside. That's why we put up so many threes. We're having trouble getting inside, getting the easy baskets.
Eric just kind of left it hanging. Thought CJ was coming around to take it from him, and he was never there. Eric couldn't touch it. The Aggies ended up knocking it out of bounds. 90 seconds to go in the third. Underneath the bucket, tough shot for LaDamian Boyd is good. It is 32-27.
Silicaga only scored two buckets in this third quarter. We need some offense.
It's a battle here on the road. 32-27. Aggies down by five. Roberson gets his defender in the air, and Gibbons landed all over him.
Good things happen when you get the ball down there. About jumped over him. Defender about jumped over Jordan's shoulder there. He just sort of ducked down and had a foot on his shoulder.
Aggie's going to have another chance at it. Patterson is checked back in for Silicaga. Get it in deep in the backcourt to Harrell. Harrell going to work it up. 58 seconds to go. 32-27. Gabe. Mid-range jumper. Harrell. Not his shot.
A quick move. He's quick. Gabe has got quickness to him.
Boyd, baseline. Off to Whetstone. Whetstone driving. Tough shot. 7-point Volunteer lead.
The difference is they're getting inside and we're not. That's the difference right now.
O'Neal for three. Eric way off. Aggies are pushing it out.
Yeah.
And they're in a dangerous territory. Down by seven. Vols will take the last shot of the half.
You're going to have to try to work the ball into Aiden Crow down a low block. Just try to get some stuff inside and get some easy baskets. We're not getting – nothing's easy right now.
Well, Clay Central has sagged the defense. They've – dared us to shoot the three ball. We haven't connected tonight. Down by 7, 9 seconds to go. Balls with the basketball is Young. Dribbling inside, now to Boyd. Basketball down on the deck. Boyd got it back, throws it off the window, and that's how the third quarter ends with a Volunteer bucket. 36-27. Aggies down by 9 as we go to the fourth quarter.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Sylacauga.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Right Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Right Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Boy, start of the fourth quarter. Aggies down by 9. The third quarter, that was dominated by Clay Central.
Yeah, we scored 2 buckets in the whole quarter. A 3 and a shot at the rim.
They just went on a 13-3 run to close the third.
Yeah.
They'll get it inside. Simmons over CJ, and the Aggies now down 11 to start the fourth.
Just that they continue to get those buckets under there without Josh Spear, who were struggling inside.
CJ fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. They'll get the foul on Simmons.
I think that's a lot of the difference in this game. Josh Spear neutralizes a lot of those easy buckets they're getting, and you're really missing that piece of the puzzle tonight. I don't think people realize. I mean, you look last time we played Clay, Josh had 6 points and like 7 or 8 rebounds. But the stat you don't see is the shots that he contested and what he kept from. It's the plus minus thing. It's like, what did he keep from scoring? And I think he's really big in the plus minus, and that's what doesn't show up in a scoring stat or a rebound stat.
Missed both free throws. 38-27, Vols by 11. Start to get to the point where you might be just running out of time in this one.
Well, Clay's going to try to work some clock for long.
Simmons inside, missed the shot, long rebound. Eric O'Neill over to Roberson. 7 minutes to play in the fourth. Jordan going to attack. He'll stop. He'll spin out of it.
Ooh-wee.
And he got away with a walk. No, he didn't. Late whistle, but the right call.
Super late. Well, one thing Sylacauga can work on is we can get those shooting systems out, those shoot-away guns we have, and put up a lot of shots, a lot of free throws, and really work on that.
38-27.
Work on our threes.
Balls with it left side of the floor. Get it inside to Simmons. Picked up by Newell. Missed the shot. Great defense from Kenson 3. And then a jump ball is the call. And it's going to be Sylacauga basketball.
Good. Really, really good officiating crew tonight. We got a good group. They call it a good game. It's been a physical game. And I think they've done a good job of calling it. I really do.
Aggies need some offense. They need it quickly.
We haven't been down 11 much this year. Carver.
Patterson, tough shot. Rebound through the hands of Kenson 3. Underneath the bucket, ooh. Glenn, hacked by KT.
Got his money's worth on that one. I mean, we trailed against a team out of Montgomery by 11. Who else have we trailed? Where else have we trailed 11 this year? I can't think of any. Did you?
First free throw, no good from Cherry. Excuse me, from Glenn. It's a tough place to play.
We trailed to Ben Russell. We lost to Ben Russell by 10, so that would be another one. We forget about that one.
But in overtime, it's a little different story in that game. We're now down by 12. Patterson.
There you go, Corbin.
The defense.
Where's your
block? Blocked the shot. You can't put up a shot when two guys are on you. Gibbons on the drive. Finishes at the rim.
Man. Just don't have an answer for that.
Gibbons. Pack CJ. They get it on 10. Got it on Deshaun Gibbons.
Got it on 15, yeah.
Roberson makes the catch on the inbounds. 41-27 Vols. 5:30 to go in the ball game. Roberson, tough two. Rebound good KT. Put back play. KT. No good. You got to have that shot.
It's good hustle play, though, to get that board and put it up. You know, Roberson's a guy I like to see shoot it a little more. He's a super skilled basketball player. Shoots the ball really well. But I'd like to see him get a few more shots up. God, had a steal there before the timeout.
Timeout by the Vols. A full. We'll take one with them. We'll be back in 60 seconds. 41-27. Vols on top with 5:14 left. Fourth quarter.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner, Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for joining us. Aggies down in a big hole, down by 14 with 5:14 to play.
It's not something we've seen a whole lot of, so.
Boy, Simmons just threw Kenson three on the floor. No whistle. The Vols will take the inbounds pass. Cherry at the top. They're going to kill about 30 to 40. Yeah. Seconds every possession.
That's what that timeout was about right there. It's like, we're going to work some clock and do not shoot the ball. Use your 5 seconds you got and then make a pass or make a dribble.
Cherry holding it now to Gibbons.
This is the problem with high school basketball right here, is you can take so much clock. There's no shot clock.
I don't know
if you can do that.
That's all you could do. Try to get the steal or foul to get it back. They killed about 40 seconds. CJ under the goal.
There you go.
Got fouled on the floor. Every time on the drive, Michael Adair, listen, you're getting doubled and tripled.
Yeah. They're packing the paint. Clay Central packing the paint, denying the easy basket, and making it tough.
Roberson makes the catch in the corner. Jordan inside to KT, floats it up and in. The bucket we needed.
There's a start.
41-29.
It's the first bucket of the fourth period, and only the third
Aggies
bucket.
Get the steal. Patterson underneath, puts it up, missed it. Boy, really needed that one. Would have gotten 4 points in 10 seconds. Cherry, shot, no. Air ball, out of bounds. Good box out from Kenson 3. The Aggies will get it back, and Coach Josh Giddens wasn't happy about that for the Vols.
He wasn't happy they didn't use more time on that series. What's amazing is we've only scored 3 buckets since halftime. This our team's usually a team that can score quick. You got to tip your hat a little bit to the plan that coach has got over there.
Roberson, deep three. Jordan, no good.
Just don't feel like there's enough time.
I mean, we're probably 2 for 15 from deep in this one.
You just got to ask yourself, how many more possessions will we get in 3.5 minutes, maybe?
We're down by 12, 41-29. Gibbons fouled by Patterson, and he'll go to the line for two.
You got to think you might get 7 or 8 more possessions. So you got to make everything count. Got to score every time.
Gibbons is the first of two at the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line. Deshaun going to have one more. Three dribbles, free throw up, got them both.
We go to Briarwood next week?
Scheduled for Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
That's going to be a big one. That's pretty much, if the Aggies lose this game, it's going to be a big game. Now, this game for the Aggies, honestly, doesn't mean that much as Patterson's fouled. If you beat Briarwood, they'll have two losses, and you'll have one.
So you're still in control after this, right? It really doesn't hurt you.
But if then if they beat you, though, you have two and they have one. So you're going to probably be a must-win to host the area tournament.
But all the postseason action is a result of that tournament, though. So it's really not that big of a deal other than just the home court advantage.
I'd like to keep that concession money if you could.
That's right.
Patterson. Gets it to 13, 43-30. Ooh, he traveled.
Oh,
Gibbons
up and down.
Jumped. Yep. He came back down. 43-30.
Billy Paul Williams not going to let him get away with that one.
O'Neal inbound from the corner. Eric gets it into CJ. Chris Roberson in the game. Chris for three. Ice cold off the bench. Missed the three. And then a foul on Kinson three.
Kinson, a good athlete. Laying the bonus. Yep.
No, that's just the third foul.
Oh, okay. What's it looked like they were going to shoot free throws.
Young to put it in for the Vols. I have to go the length of the floor. Gibbons trapped. They'll break our press. Glenn under the bucket. Missed the layup. It goes out of bounds. The Vols will keep possession. Hey, 43-30. 2:52 to play in the fourth. From the get-go, the Vols controlled the tempo in this ball game. It's Young with it on a 5-second count. Glenn in the corner. Now to Gibbons. Hops down the lane. Misses a little jump shot. The Aggies get the rebound. Eric O'Neal going to run it up. Eric turns, floats, tough shot, put back, no good. Patterson got the miss,
there it
goes
is.
Back up, and he's fouled, and he'll shoot two. I was going to say, is that the first time Eric O'Neal has shot since he had 12 points? It's
yes.
been a while.
He hasn't since the first half. They haven't been able to get the looks he needed. Pull the trigger. I tell you. This just shows you that Josh Beer is such a big part of this team. For him not to be playing, and this is kind of what we're dealing with. Josh has been star player of the game so many times. And he's just a key part, and these guys are missing him out there.
Does it help that we are, Corbin made two. We're about 4 for 10 from the free throw line as Corbin hits the second of two.
Yep.
Underneath the bucket, Glenn going to lay it in on the other side. Back up by 14 is Clay Central. Corbin underneath the KT. KT dribbled it off of a volunteer out of bounds. Chris Roberson gets it into CJ, who fires a three as Franklin knocks down a three-pointer. Glenn gets it in the front court. Over to Cherry. Guarded by KT, now back to Gibbons. 45-34, your score, and a foul on Franklin. That's going to be his fourth foul. Minute 40 to go. This pass tipped out by CJ.
Well, CJ, man, he's a great athlete, great competitor, great kid, great family. Just think a lot of him. I like the way he carries himself. And proud of what he's doing.
Balls with it, and they'll call a timeout with a minute 26 to go.
Been a tough one, man.
Let's take one with them.
Let's take it, man.
Aggies down 45-34.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
A foul on Sylacauga after the inbounds. They got it on Kenson 3. That'll send the Vols to the free throw line. It'll be Caden Glenn to shoot two. Sylacauga trailing 45-34. 80 seconds to play. Next week is the county tournament. Stay tuned as we'll get the full schedule for that. Some things have changed with the threat of some weather. Caden Glenn makes the first free throw.
That's going to start Monday.
It's going to start on Monday
at Childersburg High School.
A couple games will be played at Comer in the boys' bracket because of the weather. Sylacauga is still set to play Briarwood, at least on the schedule as of now on Tuesday.
That's right.
Patterson for three, missed it, rebounded by the Vols as they lead it by 13.
If the weather gives us a problem, we're going to move the Briarwood game to Saturday, I think. And we tried to get Briarwood to play us on Monday, and they wouldn't, so we had to move the tournament. That's been a mess.
Underneath, Simmons. Yeah, he's got away with a foul. We have the twos on the floor now.
Goodness.
They took it away from Malik Sparks with 38 seconds to go. The Aggies are going to fall to 17-3.
Pretty good record still for Coach Jones.
As the Vols look like they're going to just dribble this one out. Oh, well, Simmons will fire a three. Missed it. Chris Roberson with a rebound for the Aggies. 47-34, your score. Patterson for three. Hits one off the window.
That's one way to do it. I tell you one thing about Coach Jones and Coach Patterson, a lot of our listeners don't see, is what they're doing with these young men, not just wins and losses, but they're great to these guys. They're building a great program and something everybody ought to be proud of. I mean, you're still 17-3. Everything's still in front of you, so this is not the end of anything, really. It's just an awakening is what this is.
47-37, your final score here in Clay County. Jeremy Law and Michael Adair has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Alvia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Omya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.